Up until a few weeks ago, it was still possible for a visitor to run into Mark Zelich in the hallways at Channel 7 in Wausau, where he started his television broadcast career in 1957.
Oh, Mark Zelich. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, Mark, I watched you and I like watching you. I said, thank you, ma'am. That's very nice of you. She said, but Mark, you're aging. And I said, madam, I am not aging. I'm decomposing.
Zelich has retained his famous sense of humor as he retires after a 50-year career in which he became known as the Dean of Wisconsin Broadcast Journalists, first as the station's sports anchor, then as its news director, and finally as its part-time special events coordinator. It was a different world in the early days.
I think there was a certain romance about it. All of us, very egalitarian. Everybody just got along. We didn't care if the guy was a photographer or the janitor or anchor.
Zelich's egalitarian attitude was imparted to generations of broadcast journalists who went on to long careers in much bigger markets around Wisconsin and the Midwest. The man they simply called Z taught them to never confuse the values of Hollywood with the values of the newsroom.
The people that really worked in our news department, I called horses. To me, if you were a horse, you showed up on time, you got the work done, didn't think you were anything special. All you were was a broker of information. And if I can just get a little maudlin now, if I'm remembered for anything, Glenn, I want it to be for all of those people.
That list of people includes Wisconsin Public Radio's own Joy Cardine and yours truly. Congratulations on your retirement, Z. From Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.